Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Happy, finally Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Gatos, he's Chad, there's Becky Lynn. She is back in the big chair in there after she was off yesterday. All right, so it was interesting. Yesterday we were talking about a bill that's in the legislature, and it talks about how some people want to hold teachers accountable and maybe even prosecute them if they don't out the child that came to them and said, I'm gay or I'm a lesbian. That's a Republican bill, and we talked about it at great length yesterday, and it's a pretty silly bill. Well, they're not done making pretty silly bills.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about an election bill.
Yes.
Because this affects all of us, all right?
House Bill 2596.
2596, and it is being put forward by something named John Fillmore. Okay. Here's the bill. You tell me out there if you like this, because really what it does is it turns the clock back to how we voted in 1950.
Yeah.
And this comes from his mouth. He goes, listen, we got to start voting like we were in 1958 again. And I'm thinking, no, I don't really want to do that.
Wait, what?
I don't really want to do that. Here's what it would do. Boy, we really like messing elections up in this town, don't we? A complete redo of our election process is really what this bill would do. It would outlaw mail-in ballots. That's the first thing. So let's hit the first thing.
80% of us mail-in ballots here in Arizona. You definitely know your audience.
Yeah.
You're getting it. You got this. You got your finger on the pulse of what is going on. Tell us more, sir. You've got any other sweet ideas, you hack?
Let's go against 80% of Arizona.
And see, it is... We are pretty well across the board, you know, like 30-30-30 with, maybe a few more Democrats, Republicans, and
Democrats, Republicans, Republicans.
The reality is a good portion of people are Republicans. They vote that way, too.
Do you remember when Ducey was sitting next to Trump in the Oval Office and they were talking about elections? And Ducey, you know, for all the garbage we give Ducey, he basically put his foot forward and goes, we know how to do elections in Arizona.
We won an award.
We do terrific elections in Arizona. 80% of the people like to vote from home. We never have a problem. We count the votes right. We know what we're doing in Arizona. And he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. Okay, I know the whole process of, you know, the ninjas and all that stuff. That was a mess. But we do. We kind of know what to do here. And it's always been fine. So there's the first part. Outlaw mail-in ballots.
Man, again, know your audience.
Know your
Phenomenal.
Audience.
Phenomenal.
All right. Limit all voting to election day.
Again, solid. This guy's, once again, you get it. You know your audience. You're like, man, if I know my audience, and we've done everything really well for the last umpteen years, it's time for us to go back to the 50s. And why don't we go back to the 1850s?
Why not?
Why stop at 1950? We can continue to go back in our Wayback Machine, you clown.
Limiting all voting to election day, here's what that would do. We'd be in line all day. That's
all
what
day.
It would mean. We would be in line all day. You know, a lot of these places at times get very busy. If you only have an hour for lunch, you're going to be there. You're not going to be there for an hour?
No.
You'd be there for 4 hours. There were times in Arizona's past elections where literally there were people that were in line at lunchtime and had to have somebody bring them dinner because they were still in line.
That's okay, though, because this guy knows his audience.
Okay.
He gets it. He knows the customers that he's serving.
House Bill 2596. Representative John Fillmore. Okay. So.
Does he have anything that says don't let black people vote?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think it goes that bad.
Chad's
all right.
Not very nice.
So let's see. I'm trying to follow this. So outlaw mail in ballots, limit all voting to election day. Okay. Require all voting be in person. That's kind of the same thing as no mail in ballots, right? Oh, this is the best part. You ready? Officials will count all of the ballots by hand within 24 hours. So you're going.
Oh, my Lord. Have you seen this character? This guy's better in. He has a skullet and wears a bolo tie. For those of you who don't know what a skullet is, it's wanting to have long hair while also at the same time having no hair.
he wants to,
within 24 hours?
Yeah. So he's making you rush to count them by hand. Yeah, there's not going to be any mistakes made.
No.
I can't see a mistake being made.
No, no way. You no. can't. No, this is solid. So, and he gets to be the person that probably gets to pick the.
Does he get to count it?
I would say so. He gets to count it.
You can't count millions of ballots in 24 hours by hand.
Did he not just watch the insanity of the last several months with guys who were brought in here who were clearly the best in the world at what they do, called the Cyber Ninjas, and over several months watch them count out the ballots
incorrectly
and then lose them?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's these type of things.
But it gets worse.
That are okay, go ahead.
The worst part of it all is at the end of the day,
right, this is awesome.
They get a pick who wins the election. So they go from a, as they say, a democracy, a representative democracy of you and I voting and stuff, and sending those electors off to, will go and say, our state voted, here is what they said, to a totalitarian, which is, oh, we don't like what you guys said, we're going to pick our own people, which they already tried to do last time, and we're going to send them, and there you go.
The bill actually would allow the legislature to approve or reject election results.
Yeah.
Now, why would I want this guy in a situation,
because he's awesome.
Yeah. Why would I want this guy in a situation to overturn the vote just because he doesn't like the winner?
Yeah.
That's the thing. If the legislature doesn't like the candidate that wins, they get to call for a new election. And then here's the great part. You all get to go and do all that crap again.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to mail in your vote. You got to go and do it in person. Then they're going to count it again for 24 hours incorrectly by hand?
Yeah.
It is unbelievable. It really, really is. And, you know, I know we're picking on this guy and he's a Republican. There are plenty of, you know, bad legislators in there who are Democrats. I don't like either party. I'm an independent. But my goodness, a Republican-sponsored House bill of 2596, it's not only insane. No one wants to follow these rules.
No.
He's the only guy that would go and vote on that day.
I want you guys to listen to this, all you Republicans. I am watching you here in a state where you guys should definitely, absolutely ride a wave of Biden failures.
Oh, no doubt.
To victory.
No doubt.
Potentially taking the Senate seat away from Kelly, even though he's not done anything bad or good. In fact, don't even know he exists at times.
Right.
But you have a chance, and you're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory by trying to do things in other battleground states that they're doing, because they've got more insane people on the left than we do, and you're following the lead. Good God, you guys, you're awful.
You're up in a football game 75-3.
Yeah.
You're like the Rams
and you
against
forfeit.
You're like the Rams against the Cardinals, okay? You're killing them. Don't let them back in the game.
My goodness me. God's name are you you're still fighting an election while also preparing for an election. Think about that.
As bad as the Democrats have been since Biden took over, and as bad as he's been, you're letting them back in the game.
Yeah. At least here.
Yeah, I mean, it should, as we've said, a red bloodbath. That's what should happen in November around the country. Not because Republicans are doing something right. It's just because
the Democrats are doing something wrong.
And the Democrats are blowing it. And, you know,
James Carville came out and said, they're focusing on stupid things that do nothing. They're more concerned about, can there be a pregnant man, or can you wear 12 masks instead of 13?
Oh, my goodness.
And that everybody's a racist and wokeness, than trying to figure out how to help with inflation.
Right.
And, you know, little things like that we care about.
Both of these parties are just a total disgrace.
They are absolutely a joke.
So that's a fantastic bill.
Did I tell you yesterday, I'm thinking about starting a political action committee.
Really?
And I want to do it. And what I want to do is I want to raise money and I want to just spend it against all of the politicians and the lies that they spew. Paid for by us, because we can't stand you.
Oh, there's nobody better out there, right? I mean, they're all bad. All right, coming up next. Hey, are you worried about the economy? Have you stopped spending? We're going to talk. If that's the case, we're in trouble. We're going to talk about that next.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, grab the Gatos and Chad Show podcast. You know, our buddy Mr. Fillmore is going to grab it all the time, pass out to his friends. Check it out. You can subscribe on your iPhone, your Android. Never miss any of the show. Gatos and Chad Show podcast brought to you this week by Plumbing Masters. That guy's spectacular. He's got a skullet. He looks like he's the kind of guy that some of his investments are things like NASCAR dinner plates. He's still a QVC.
Oh, man.
It's not very nice,
no,
Chad.
No, you're not very nice, Chad.
I'm okay with that.
I know.
That's just
insane.
That's
why we love you.
It's just insane. I don't know who. I just said to you off the air, who the hell votes for these people?
Let me forward the conversation just for a second. You know, I don't love, you know, the job Governor Doug Ducey has done, but I don't think he'd sign that bill.
No, I don't think sure I would like wouldn't. To think he would yeah. not sign that bill.
I'm
like
pretty
to think
sure he wouldn't sign that bill because, you know, say what you want about Ducey. OK, he has his own political aspirations, doesn't care about COVID. Now suddenly he cares about the border. He's been good for business. Let's give him some credit. Right. He's not insane. He's not QAnon.
No, he's not.
He's not far, far right. And that's a good thing because you don't want to be far, far left or far, far right. And I don't think our governor is far, far right. And so I think if he were to see this, even if it would help his political career, he's been pretty good on discussing elections.
Yes.
And how he feels about Arizona's elections. So I do have faith in the man for that. And that's important. So I wanted to say that. All right. The economy. Consumer spending, did it slow in November and December?
Yeah, it did. Consumer spending slowed.
Isn't it supposed to ramp up in time for Christmas?
It was supposed to. Inflation-adjusted consumer spending fell last month by the most since February. And inflation, once again, continuing the ride as the fastest it's risen in 40 years. Mm-hmm. Purchases of goods, you know, they talk about, you know, when you adjust for price and stuff, we're spending, but we're not getting as much, but we're outlaying more. So, you know, it's a weird thing. We've got low unemployment, but we also have a lot of people who aren't even looking for jobs. They don't even count against the unemployment numbers. You have inflation at, you know, they talk about, well, you know, people got a, you know, a 3% raise in the last quarter of the year. At the same time, inflation grew at such a pace that it got completely wiped out and then some. And we're not spending like we used to because people got worried. They heard about Omicron. Then they also started to think, we're going to go into another shutdown. So I'm going to hold back a little bit because I don't know what's going to happen.
So let me get this straight. We spent like crazy in 2022 when we were shut down.
We had free money.
Well, we had that too. But also, there were a lot of Americans in a place where they could put a pool in because they weren't leaving their house.
And that's exactly it. Think about the things that we spent money on. So many of them were things for like our home that were big ticket items.
Sure. New backyard.
Things like that that were big. And some people use it to survive and some people threw it around just for fun or trips or if they could get out. But by and large, it was so many big ticket items. Construction companies are killing it right now. They can't keep up with it. And you and I have known that because we've had some clients that are just like, we can't keep up with demand.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I've got a doctor that's going to start here next month, and he was supposed to open in October. Now it's February because they couldn't get anything. And then when they had it, they couldn't get the workers. That's insane.
Yeah. Everywhere you go, there's a help wanted sign.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. I went to the gas station the other day, went to Fry's, and it didn't have the Biden sticker. That's all. What it is.
I did that.
It didn't have the Biden sticker. What it did have was, it said, like, is Fry's Kroger, right? It said, I think, right?
Yeah.
It said, hiring, go to soandso.com. Hiring everywhere. Like,
everywhere.
Single Fry's.
We don't care.
We need people.
Apply, right. And the job is yours.
But it's weird, because yesterday we talked about, well, they're saying that the economy boomed in Biden's first year, because on record, it was the strongest calendar year growth since 1984.
Yeah, but then inflation
nobody
wipes.
Felt that.
No, and that's exactly it. The average person didn't feel that because the inflation was so bad, and it was also start-stop. A lot of what we saw with the growth was larger purchases, and now that cheap money's gone, man. They're going to start pulling the stuff back. All those things are going to start to dry up. You're going to see cheap money disappear, which in theory, they're going to try to cool the market to try to bring the wants and the this is how much I have into kind of par. But they can't. The feds, you can't. This isn't 30 years ago. We're a global economy. You're not bringing what you do really has no like as far as, well, maybe this will help the supply chain. How?
Yeah.
Supply chain's coming from all over the world. You raising a rate here isn't going to fix something in China.
Moving on from the economy, the stock market, because both are different.
Yes.
The stock market is spooked. I didn't check it today. Did you check it?
Yeah, the Dow, it rallied a little bit, you know, all in all, but it's been down.
Right.
You know, it was up 564 points today, but what's it down, like 8-9%, depending if it's the NASDAQ, the S&P?
I see it up 564.
Yeah, 564.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. It's weird, because one day it's down 1,000. And then you wait a few hours, and it's up 100.
Yeah.
So, and the reason is you have inflation.
Mm-hmm.
People are scared about Russia and Ukraine.
Absolutely.
People are talking about Omicron and wondering what's around the corner.
Stealth.
Yeah, we're not talking about stealth. Unless stealth, the new variant gets bad, I ain't talking about it. And we got 20 people in Arizona that have it, so I'm ignoring it. It's scaring investors. That's kind of the thing.
Well, yeah. So. One thing the stock market likes is stability.
Right.
They want certainty of like the sun comes up this day, goes down. They like that stuff.
You throw a surprise out.
They don't like it because investors get spooked and then they move stuff around. And I think that's what you're seeing a lot of because the bond market is about ready. They're going to start taking all that money away that they were feeding into the marketplace, and it has a chance to get crazy.
Yeah.
It's going to be weird for a while, and that's what we're going to see. We're going to see this uneven. Some places are going to do really well. Other people are going to struggle. But across the board, we're going to feel it. I was walking out there. Mm-hmm. I heard all the kids talking about how expensive gas was. All of the youngsters who work here in like the web department.
Listen to you youngsters.
You guys are talking about going to Chevron with Techron because it costs $4.
Well, they're saying
AMPM's only $3.23 because they just put water in your gas tank.
They're just saying that gas is expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's hurting them.
It is.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
You know, you and I mean, we're rolling deep. We got almost 50, 60 cents a week that we can play with and other people.
All right. Coming up next, it's the brand new emoji that has everybody talking.
I feel like that after that pizza today. I'll tell you that right.
You ate like a full pizza.
Yeah.
Today,
now we got, I was going to say Stubbies. It's not Stubbies, is it? What is it called? Stumpies? Stumpies. You got Stumpies. Delicious.
Don't order a pizza from a place called Stubbies. That's not good.
You know what? You know how I roll.
It's the brand new emoji. Everybody's talking about it. But when the heck would you use this thing? We'll tell you what it is next.
Serious news. Seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
That is us. Hope you guys are doing well. If you got the AC, that's the worst of worst. It's old. It's nasty. How about a brand new high-efficiency AC and air purifier, courtesy of Day & Night Air Conditioning? Text DAY, D-A-Y, to 411-923. Enter now. Message and data rates may apply.
You know, we make fun of emojis a lot, but emojis are important.
They are.
Especially to a younger generation. That's really a lot of younger kids. That's how they talk. They just send emojis
they
sometimes.
They send emojis.
Right. Like if you text somebody, right, and you don't use an emoji or an exclamation point, they think you're mad at them.
That's right.
It's so weird.
Because they're odd.
Well, we have a new emoji.
A new one.
It is a brand new emoji. Apple is ready to unveil this thing. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sitting down?
I am.
Are you listening?
I am.
Becky Lynn, are you listening? Are you sitting down?
Are
you ready?
My ears are tuned right to you.
Okay. All right.
Hit it.
New emoji.
Phone users could soon be able to use
it. Is this one of those?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, they wanted to replace you with one of these, and we said no.
I know. Thank you.
Well, ooh. I mean, we need you. Crying out loud. All right. Here's the computer-generated... whatever.
Phone users could soon be able to use a pregnant man as an emoji among a raft of other new additions set to be rolled out.
Okay. Now we have the pregnant man emoji.
How would you even use that?
That is a great question. That is amazing.
For what reason would you need that emoji?
Well, Steve, explain, because you and I both were laughing about this earlier, and then you read more into it, and what did it say?
I would probably use it after going to like Chipotle and eating a burrito that's too big.
Yeah, that's
you're
right.
Oh, Steve, you're so insensitive.
That one I will buy.
I'm going to have to cancel you.
That one I will buy.
How else would you do it? Anybody? I mean, honestly, anybody know a guy that's having a baby?
No, because it's not real. Men can't have babies. Now, you can identify as a man, but underneath, you're still a woman.
Yeah. You could transition.
Believe the science!
You can transition. I'm all for it. You want to do that? I think that's great. I want you to be happy.
Yeah. You're
but
just,
if
you
you're
know,
trans, if you're transitioning from a female to a male, and then you get pregnant, I'm sorry, but if you've got all the stuff inside that makes you female, you're still a female and you have a baby.
Thank you.
I don't want to be insensitive, but that's just...
I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings,
just
but
biology.
A draft list of new emojis released by the Unicode Consortium, designed by Emojipedia.
The Unicorn... What is it?
Exactly. Does it say the Unicorn...
The Unicode Consortium.
Unicode Consortium.
Well, it might have been Unicorn if they're thinking that stuff's the way it is.
Also shows gender-neutral options such as pregnant person and person in crown among its shortlist.
What's crown have to do with anything?
What's person in crown? Is that a crowning child? Is that like a child? That,
no,
like,
it was
like
a crown.
Crowning?
Like, what is that? But what, like
wearing a crown?
Oh, yeah. Like you'd send that to somebody. Oh, but you guys didn't hear that I was named a prince.
Oh.
The new set of emojis were unveiled ahead of World Emoji Day on July 17th.
They've got it. Wow. Wow. Let's get it out first.
World Emoji Day.
Yeah. July 17th, by the way. Just to let you guys know.
Put that on the calendar.
The introduction of the pregnant man and pregnant person emojis have been introduced to recognize that pregnancy is possible for some transgender men and non-binary people.
Non-binary people.
And will exist alongside the current pregnant woman emoji.
Hey, Becky Lynn, you're a woman. Does this tick you off at all?
Well, I was just going to
guys can have a baby now, did you know?
You know, and it's been done. I mean, they've already had a transgendered person that's been pregnant and had a baby, so...
But you should really be the only one to have that emoji, I'm just saying. Women should be the only ones to have that emoji.
I really want to see... I didn't even know there was a pregnant woman emoji.
Wise man Steve Zinsmeister.
The first man to give birth...
Was on Oprah, right?
And lives here, or at one point did live here in the Valley.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I
on
think
Oprah.
I remember that. Yeah.
All right, what else they got for emojis?
I just
you okay over there?
It's not real. It's not. I'm sorry. Can we stop with the madness, please? Can we just stop with this insanity of let's make sure that everybody is taken care of and we've got everybody covered here as if man can be pregnant. It sounds stupid, but the reality is it's stupid.
I'm just going to be really clear. Really crystal clear.
Okay, I like that.
If you're going to transition from one to the other, I'm fine with calling you the other. I'm fine with that. I have no problem. If you're a man and you want to transition to a woman, I'm fine with calling you her or whatever you want, right? I'm totally fine with that. Vice versa. I have no problem. I really, honestly, want you to be happy. But if you transition from a female to a man and then you call yourself a man and you're giving birth... I'm not down with that.
No.
I'm not down with that. It doesn't sound right. It's impossible. And, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know why we need an emoji, but we all have to be so politically correct in this day and age. We got to make sure that everybody's taken care of.
A pregnant man. Like that's, I don't know how we get here. You have to ask yourself the question. This is the end of society as we know it. This is how it begins.
Well, I don't know.
We blur the lines. even the wokest of the woke, what's his name? Sean Penn came out and said, "We got to stop demasculating kids. This is ridiculous. Stop this. You know, you guys, you're a kid, you're a boy. Wear some pants. You don't need to wear a skirt."
I mean, it's the world we live in now, and I wonder. I don't think it's going to be like this forever. I think we're going to turn back.
Yeah,
I think we're going to get so tired of it, and people are just going to say, "Yeah, that doesn't seem right."
Yeah, you'd like to think so, but at this point in time, you know, I'm still waiting for insanity to rear its ugly head every day.
All right. Speaking of insanity,
coming
up next, a certain gubernatorial candidate says she would not have certified the 2020 election in Arizona. Who could this be?
Who could this be?
It's up next in the Gatos and Chad Show.
The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Yeah.
You ever heard of the Republican Accountability Project?
The Republican Accountability Project?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I saw it on social media, and they're putting ads out. And they're putting ads out against their own party.
Okay.
All right. So they're holding other Republicans accountable. I mean, honestly, who knows? It could be Democrats that are involved.
Could be the Chinese. Could be Russia. Could be any kind of trolls.
Could be totally Russia. All right. So it's pretty interesting. You have the Republican Accountability Project. And if you go to their website, it says Republicans who restrict voting undermine democracy and betray America's deepest values. We're fighting back. All right. It's interesting. Yesterday, we did five spot at 4:15. It's where we put five callers on the spot. We asked five Republicans to call. And the question was, what? Would you ever vote for someone who's a Republican that says, hey, you know what? Got to tell you, Biden won. Can we move on? All five of them said yes. And the reason we asked that question is there's a new poll out that says 6 in 10 Republicans would never vote for someone who's a Republican that would say Biden won fair and square.
I'm looking at the people who are running this thing.
Okay.
It's Bill Kristol, who is a neoconservative writer, to say the least. He was over at the Weekly Standard, right? Founder. Mike Murphy, Jeb Bush.
Okay.
Low energy Jeb.
Low energy. Just
so
dice.
A lot of this is
it's Republican. It's conservative.
Well, it's conservatives who really hate Trump and his people.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That I think that's pretty fair. All right. Here's the ad they're putting out about Carrie Lake. If you don't know who Carrie Lake is, she's running for governor. She was on TV here for a long time on Channel 10. She is like a huge conspiracy theorist, way to the right. We're talking QAnon, QAnon. And here's what the Republicans are putting out about her.
Okay.
Here's what Jeb says.
Right? Jeb, low energy. Hope it's more energy than what Jeb did on stage.
Meet Carrie Lake.
Oh, no. It starts so good with a, you know.
Meet Carrie Lake, Arizona's leading Republican candidate for governor.
Yeah. She's kind of, she's kind of blowing that lead anyway.
And a threat to our democracy.
Chad, she's a threat to our democracy.
Of course she is.
Says Republicans.
She spreads lies about the 2020 election at every turn.
You could say Biden won the presidency kind of like OJ is innocent.
He is, though.
Ah.
Calls for election officials to be prosecuted.
As your governor, we will prosecute everybody involved in our election.
I want to throw everybody in jail.
And said if she were governor in 2020, she would not have certified the election.
I would not have certified it.
Oof. That you know, to me, you know, you're talking to a guy who's independent. I don't want anybody near the governor's office that would have done that. I, you know, as much as I have had a problem with Governor Doug Ducey on how he's how he did with COVID, I mean, the guy ignored a phone call from Trump in front of cameras and ignored a call and decided to certify the election. He did his job. He wasn't going to break the law. This lady wants to get in there and throw our vote away. And I got to tell you, if you're a Republican, there are better candidates out there. Just saying. There are. There are. She's going, she's got a ceiling. She's already hit the ceiling. She's going to get the QAnon vote. And I got to tell you, there are a ton of Republicans that I know, they don't want anything to do with her. They like the other one. They like Salmon. You know, they like Robeson. They like.
I want to hear what anybody's about. Right now, all I hear is of how bad people are because they're all running ads against each other more than what they can do.
Well, you know what Carrie Lake is for? She's
you know what?
Conspiracy
take away
theories.
The crazy conspiracy theory. There will be other things out there that you have to talk about eventually if she gets that far. And again, she's running out of money. I mean, it's young Steve and I were talking the other day. She spent like $50,000 at Mar-a-Lago over a weekend or something. You know, I mean, she's got that money. She got a big lead early. They handed her a bunch of cash, and she spent it like it was going out of style.
Right.
I think she thought it was going to continue to roll in. But
she is not fundraising well.
No.
The other candidates are. Because you have Republicans you have Republicans out there, Chad,
Salmon's okay.
That say she can't win the general election, and she can't.
Robeson's got her own money.
Good.
So,
it's fine.
But Salmon, we'll see. Like, you know, I mean, we'll see. I always say this, wait till they get on stage and punch each other a few times. Then you could see who's real and who's not real.
Oh, I think she'd be good on stage.
I think she would too.
Yeah.
See, that's just it. I think, and we all know, and let's look, never say never, because let's remember what happened. The guy in the White House, the guy, Hiding Biden, he was dying on stage, and then he got a little bump, and the next thing you know, it changed. So
same with Trump.
Yeah.
So how many people wrote Trump off when he came
down. He wrote himself off.
When he came down the elevator.
He told Chris Christie, I'm going to do this for a couple months, and then right. I'm going to throw my support behind you, because he didn't think. And then I think he got on stage and he thought, these people are idiots.
I crushed them.
Yeah.
And he did.
And he did. Oh, yeah. And there's no doubt.
That first debate when he came out, and he crushed his competition.
It was hilarious.
I came on the air here and I said,
get low energy, Jeb.
He's going to win the election.
Remember when Jeb said, please somebody clap for me.
Everybody needs somebody to applaud once in a while.
Oh, God, that was, yeah.
I don't know. If you're Kerry Lake and you wouldn't have certified that election, I'm not even taking you seriously.
Yeah, that's the end. I'd like to get her on. I mean, like I say, we put all of our feelers out there. I think just you know, tell me, based on the fact that there has been zero people arrested, there has been zero indictments, there's been zero sentencing, you've got a sham of ninjas who have now won't even give their stuff back and are in a lot of trouble. How would you not certify something without any actual proof at all?
Because Donald Trump told me to.
There you go. That's it. Daddy told me to.
Coming up next, want a free flight? All you have to do is sneak into the country. We'll explain this coming up next, the Gatos and Chad Show.